afternoon, the Exotic Vet. This is Kiri speaking.
Hi, Kiri. It's Jenny Packer here. How are you?
Yeah, good. And yourself?
I'm well, thank you. Kiri, I have a question. I found a chicken last night that was just kind of roaming randomly. It's a bit of a story, but anyway, she's got a broken tibia. I've just been to Anvet Kedron because I couldn't get in to see Brockle Vanessa today. And she's like, her tibia is broken. It doesn't feel too badly, like it doesn't feel displaced, so it's, you know, reasonably clean break. And other than the broken tibia, she seems in quite good condition, but she's very young. And the vet couldn't even tell me whether she was definitely a hen or whether she could potentially be a rooster. She's not a bird vet. So I'm just kind of, you know, trying to work out what to do. And I've got a few options, but one of them is bringing her in for surgery on the tibia. And I was just wondering whether Vanessa or Brock might be able to just give me a ballpark figure of approximately how much it might cost. I mean, obviously, this is not a quote or anything like that. Just, you know, is it going to be under 1,000, over 1,000?
Oh, it'll definitely be over 1,000, probably more over 2,000.
Yeah,
so... And obviously time is of the essence if it's going to be a surgical repair, something of which we would not even be able to do. Vanessa would be doing that one, and she's not back in until Tuesday, unfortunately. So, just off the top of my head, it's probably at least two and a half.
God, I don't know what to do with her. So there's like the charity that we get all our expatriate hens from, I know would take her. But yeah, I was just wondering whether there was an old, like what my options were.
Yeah, like obviously if you are looking at surgical repair, you'd probably need to try and get somewhere to do it like today. We don't know how long it's actually been fractured for.
I know the bruise is green.
Yeah.
That helps.
they do turn green pretty quickly, unfortunately, with these guys. But, there could be a lot of fusion and stuff with the muscles and stuff around the fracture, which could make surgical repair later. You do it more difficult. That's obviously something the doctor would have to work out whether or not that is a feasible option. And it obviously also would depend on how high up that fracture is as well. Like if it's near a joint.
It feels like it's about midway.
That's surgical repair that would be needing to be done soon, like today, potentially. I don't even know, like the fracture, whether or not splinting casting would even be a viable option.
I asked the vet that I went to, and she's not a chicken vet, but she has seen a lot of chooks.
Yeah.
And she said it's not really because it's too hard to get the joints either side.
And these guys, because they're... do you know what breed of chicken? Like, is she a big chicken?
She's white. I think she's a baby. Like, she looks really downy and she's white, but when you kind of poke between the feathers, there are brown bits on there.
So it just depends if she's a heavy-bodied bird as well, and a big bird, like, they grow pretty quickly, and obviously the weight and stuff. Casting or splinting is probably not going to be an option, but once again, I'm not the vet, so I can't really say that is or isn't going to be an option there. I guess the other thing is... if it is quite a bad fracture, like euthanasia, that's another option. It is a hard decision to make.
It really is, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I'd love to take her on, but, you know, we're not here all the time. You know, I'm not really prepared to cough up $2,500 or whatever it's going to be for surgery. Given that I don't even know for sure that she's a hen. Because she's young enough that she could still turn out to be a rooster, I don't know. In which case, we wouldn't be able to keep her. And then there's, you know, all the consideration of how the other chooks would take to her because she's different. And, you know, they're also settled and comfortable that we've kind of already decided that we weren't going to introduce any more chooks to them because it upsets them so much.
Yeah.
So, yeah. yeah.
and like definitely keeping this one separated from your chooks because you don't know the health history of this one either.
Exactly. No.
Yeah, you don't want to introduce anything, and obviously just make sure you're fully washed, change clothes and stuff before socializing with your chickens would be another big thing as well.
Yeah. Okay. Good tip.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's a tough one for you, Jenny.
It really is.
Yeah.
Like, why does she have to have a broken leg? Why couldn't she just be healthy?
I know. That would make it a lot easier for you.
It really would, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it sounds like I just need to make a decision and then do it.
yeah, definitely. And
sounds like surgery is not going to be an option anyway because, it, like you said, it needs to be done today. And it's going to be too hard to find someone to do it.
Yeah, is something that does need to be, as I said, we don't know how old this actually is as well. That would have to be a decision of what the doctors say. But, yeah, whether or not they could wait with this fracture, but I do know with a lot of fractures they do need to be done pretty much straight away to prevent a lot of the fusion of the muscles and things like that.
Yeah. I mean, the other vet that I've just been to, she's pretty much exclusively seen expatriate hens. And her answer was, oh, well, you know, all the expatriate hens that come in with broken legs, they all get over it. And, you know, they just have mostly use of the leg and stuff. But I'm not prepared to do that.
I don't
think that's fair. I think we either get it fixed or we have her put to sleep.
Yeah. It's a tough decision for you, Jenny. Don't envy you.
It is. Yeah. Okay. Thanks for your advice, Kiwi. I really appreciate it.
Not a problem there, Jenny. All the best.
Cheers. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.